Welcome to the Social Media Lab powered by Agora Pulse. I am Scott Ayers, the content scientist here at the Social Media Lab, where we bust the myths, the rumors, and the stories of social media marketing with science. Today, I want to talk to you about a really fun and quick Twitter ads experiment that I ran recently comparing the performance of Twitter ads with human faces versus Twitter ads using graphics. It's quite a fun little interesting study that we spent a lot of money on, to be quite honest, but we found some interesting results. So hang around for that. I do want to remind you to run over to agorapulse.com/podcast, and there you can get your free trial of Agora Pulse. It's agorapulse.com/podcast. In addition to that, run over to agorapulselab.com. That's agorapulselab.com. You can read all the experiments that we've done here at the Social Media Lab over the last 4 years, and we would love for you to read along and follow along with us. So let's get into today's study on Twitter ads. And here's some interesting stats for you. Twitter ads resulted in $1.62 billion in revenue for Twitter in the U.S. only in 2020. So that's a huge number. I think a lot of times we think Twitter's not doing too well, but we $1.62 billion, OMG, I would take that any sort of the day. And at the same time, there are 340 million Twitter users and what is considered 186 million monetizable daily users on Twitter that are ready for you to advertise in front of only within the United States. So I wanted to run a study to find out, does it matter if we run an ad on Twitter with a regular human face or with a graphic or perhaps an animated image of our scientific character? We recently ran a study on Instagram comparing the same thing and discovered that human faces, you know, basically won by a landslide. There was no real comparison there. The human faces won on every single aspect of that particular study. And so, you know, what we do here in the lab is we want to take these weird little pieces of information and then apply it in other areas. And so when I set up this test, I did this off of the hypothesis, which is, if you don't know what a hypothesis is the best guess at what you think will work in social or in your scientific, you know, study. And so what I did here is my hypothesis was that Twitter ads with human faces outperform ads with graphics. And that's based on my previous study with Instagram. And it kind of just made sense that, you know, in social media here in late, very late 2020, as of recording this, you know, I think we have I think we're going back to the basics here when it comes to our marketing, and the human element of it is so much more important than it was, say, 3-4 years ago when cat memes were perhaps predominant. But today, I think most users want to see the human side and the human element of our marketing, and that's why I ran with this hypothesis. Now, to test this, you know, we only use one account. Typically on most of the Social Media Lab experiments, we use multiple accounts across multiple industries. So we test the algorithm, not the audience. But for a paid experiment, typically we only use one account. So we use the Agora Pulse Twitter account to kind of evaluate if the ads were working on human faces versus graphics. And for this test, we use two variations of three different ads in order to gather that data. So this isn't just one ad. This isn't just two ads. This is three ads looking at different links, sending traffic to different links, using different images. And all three of those ads, and I know we can't show them to you on a podcast, but in the first image, we used a blog post that was sending traffic to a blog we wrote that about the Instagram algorithm and, you know, the Instagram algorithm myths busted. And so for the human side of it, I used an image of myself pointing over to Jen Herman, who is the, you know, the Instagram queen when it comes to Instagram marketing. Now, the vice versa of that was in the non-human image, we use our featured image from the blog, which had our little fun little orange-haired character with a chalkboard behind him with the algorithms and a lot of stuff written on it. So completely an animated image that we created for the blog. The second ad was on do Instagram ads or Reddit ads have a lower CPC? And so for the human side of it, this is a more of a combination, if you will. We used an image of myself paired with an image of the Instagram logo animated along with a Reddit character that they have on Reddit, while the animated version of this that was fully graphics, no human faces, was basically like two cars with a car being driven by the Instagram logo and a car being driven by the Reddit logo and our little orange-haired scientist watching along to see which one is going to perform better. The third ad was an ad we sent traffic to our Twitter summit that we did recently back in November of 2020, called the Social Pulse Summit Twitter Edition. On the human side of it, we posted an image that had all the speakers' faces on it. So we're talking like 30 different speakers' faces on it, along with a little bit of text to tell you about the, you know, the event itself. Whereas the graphic image that we used was just basically an image with the Twitter logo on it, and then with the same information about the date and the name of the Twitter summit. So if you can picture that in your mind, that gives you an idea of what the ads maybe have looked like. Again, you can run over to agorapulselab.com and you can read the study. That may help you out a little bit if you're struggling to figure out what this actually looks like. So then when it comes to a budget, in a roundabout way, you know, we spent over $2,000 on this study, pretty much evenly split between ads with human faces and ads with graphics, or what I would may say are animated graphics on the ads. Now, our Twitter account is based in Paris, France, which is where our company is based. And so we have to spend Twitter money in euros, which it gets a little tricky at times. But overall, based on conversion rates, we spent over $2,000 on this test. So this is not a tiny test by any means. We're spending a lot of money, probably more money than most of you listening right now have spent on Twitter ads as of date. So $2,000 spent. We targeted all these ads at English-speaking Twitter users only, because all the websites we were sending traffic to were only in English. So that's why we did that. So typically that means we're targeting people in the UK, Canada, Australia, the United States. That's the typical user that we end up targeting because of the English-speaking users only. So here's what we found out. Now, there's a lot of data we could look at, and some of it, honestly, is quite geeky, and perhaps you might say quite boring. Even though I would disagree with you and say, no, data is not boring. Data is super, super important. So here's raw data, okay? Our average clicks on the Twitter ads with human faces got 144 clicks across all three ads. Our average clicks for the graphics on Twitter ads, on the Twitter ads with graphics, got 119 clicks. So right out of the gates, we can already see that we got a lot more clicks on ads with human faces. That equates to, if we kind of extrapolate, I love that name, that word, extrapolate. If we extrapolate the total clicks on the Twitter ads, we got 20.84 more clicks on human faces than we did graphics on our Twitter ads. Now, that alone is enough to make me go, okay, hands down, Twitter ads with human faces win. But if you look at CPC, or what we might call cost per click, the cost per click number is really huge as well. We ended up with a 21.55% lower CPC on our Twitter ads with human faces as opposed to the Twitter ads with graphics. And even when we put that into I use Neil Patel's A-B split testing tool, which is, you know, usually a way you split test traffic, but I use it for to find out if stuff is statistically significant, which means if I were to run this ad today, or if you were to run this ad tomorrow, you might expect the same results. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, this one, I love this because this makes my job easy. This one was 100% statistically significant. And I got a little excited there, but 100% statistically significant that Twitter ads with human faces outperform Twitter ads with graphics. So what my recommendation to you is here from the Social Media Lab is you need to run ads with human faces and much, much more than you do ads with graphics or anything that's like animated characters or cute text or whatever it might be. Now, should you still run those? Maybe you try them here and there, but over 21% lower CPC and about 20% more clicks. I'm only going to run Twitter ads moving forward using human faces, and I think you should too. Make sure you run over to agorapulselab.com. That's agorapulselab.com, and again, agorapulselab.com, and you can read all of our experiments. I want to know that you're listening. I want to know that you're reading. Please let me know. Leave a review. Leave a rating wherever you're listening to this podcast. I surely do appreciate it. Thanks for listening. This is Scott Ayers here with the Social Media Lab.